providing educational opportunities for people with disabilities for many, many years. Last night, for example, one of the early students in that program joined us last night, and he's a wonderful member of the Springfield community. At that opening last fall, I had the great pleasure of hearing one of our students who lives at the Nugent Center be able to speak about his experience at the University of Illinois. And I just wanted so much for you all to be able to hear him and to hear his story. I think it will make us all realize just another wonderful thing we have going on at the University of Illinois. Introduce John Burton, who's a student at Urbana and lives at the Nugent Center, to come and repeat to us his story about his experience at the University of Illinois. John's dad, sitting next to him, brought John over today. And John, if you'd please come up here and talk to us. He'll give you the mic.
It is a pleasure to be addressing. Can everybody hear me all right?
Yeah.
Okay. It is a pleasure to be addressing the University of Illinois Board of Trustees this morning. This fall, the University of Illinois became a more inclusive environment with the opening of Nugent Hall. For decades, Illinois has broken new ground in providing students of all abilities and disabilities with the tools necessary to reach their life dreams, as Dr. Tim Nugent and other visionaries believed was possible. As a three-year resident, I consider myself lucky to have experienced the university. Coming from a small rural town in Indiana, population about 6,000, I was not very worldly, with lots of ambition and no direction. A friend told me about the many opportunities and supports that Illinois had for students with disabilities. After researching my options where to attend college, I chose the University of Illinois for a variety of reasons. First, I wanted a challenging academic environment that would prepare me for my future career aspirations. Second, I was looking for an opportunity to get outside my comfort zone. Go someplace where I knew no one and no one knew me. It was a new beginning. A Big Ten university, specifically the University of Illinois, was a great match. Finally, Beckwith Hall and its established support programs and staff was a deciding factor. During my few spring weeks on campus, the U of I program felt altogether alien to me. A deep inner drive to explore and learn that high school had gradually deprived me of was suddenly reawakened by a student body with higher standards. It was an adjustment, to say the least. My classmates worked hard, and in turn, I was motivated to do the same or better. What motivated me even more, though, were my friends. As a freshman, I immediately found a close circle of friends with my fellow Beckwith residents and personal assistants. In less than a semester on campus, I was part of a close-knit group of people with whom I could share anything. What I had at Beckwith in less than a semester took me years to create in high school. Although the building itself was located far from the other dorms, we lived a pretty typical dorm life, consisting largely of late-night dominoes, weekends playing video games in the lounge, and occasionally homework. It wasn't all fun and games, though. Funny story. One evening while returning from my calculus class, I was pulled over by a police officer on John Street for going the wrong way in a one-way. A silly mistake on my part, but an interesting anecdote nonetheless. Looking back over the last 2 years, an important aspect of my time on campus has revolved around the people I've met. Each has taught me much and added much depth to my character. These people and relationships would not be an integral part of my life if it wasn't for the University of Illinois, the Beckwith Program, and Nugent Hall. So, in spite of the lawlessness late nights and lazy Sundays. I think it's been a pretty good experience so far. Thank you.
Thank you, John, and thanks to you, Mr. Burton, and Tanya Gallagher.
I, too, have had a great experience at the University of Illinois, and your words that you left your comfort zone and went to a place where I knew no one and no one knew me resonates. And I got a great welcoming and made lots of friends quickly. So I think we see this same greatness in the university. And I appreciate your insight. Thank you. I think we'll continue with the diversity presentation and maybe look at the MAFB contracts. And I think, is this somebody in your... Oh, Heather, there you are. Okay.
Yes, I'm Heather Haberacker, and in today's presentation, we're going to be reviewing our MAFB expenditures for fiscal year 10 and also providing you with the preliminary assessment of the university's supplier diversity efforts. MAFB is a term that refers to an Illinois state statute that is designed to provide an equitable and competitive business environment for businesses owned by minorities, females, and persons with disabilities. In order to become a MAFB certified business, you need to meet a series of criteria, which include being 51% owned and controlled by either a minority person, female, or person with disability, and have average gross sales of less than $31.4 million for fiscal year 10. That increases to $75 million for fiscal year 11. The statute also includes an aspirational goal, that our goal should really be to grow our expenses such that MAFB expenditures would equal 19% of our overall expenditure. In the next slide, we have our capital and non-capital MAFB expenditures for the period fiscal year 07 through 10. I think it's important to note that the numbers are not exactly representative of our normal expenditure patterns in fiscal year 07 and 08, because there was one project at the University of Illinois Chicago, a South Campus development, that was outside of the procurement, that was given an exemption to the procurement code and required a very specific minority participation rate of 26% that was required by the city. The numbers for FY09 and 10 are really much more representative of the normal spend, historic spend in MAFB. The next slide at least shows some progress in fiscal year 9 and 10 in both our minority male expense and in our female minority expense. In the minority male expense, the driver here was an increase in black male expenditures in the capital area. For the female minority numbers, it was really Hispanic female spend increased during this time period.
What kind of base is this on?
Well, that's this next slide, as it turns out, that I'm going to explain, that although our MAFB expenditures remained relative constant, I really want to put this in the context of overall university expenditures during this period, in which we really had an opportunity to have MAFB spend. As you can see, between 09 and 10, our overall expenditure base remained, actually decreased by 8.7%, while our MAFB expenditures remained fairly stable. When we talk about addressable spend, that really narrows the expenditure base to about $750 million. and includes excludes expenditures for personal services, fringe benefits, travel, all of our subcontracts to other institutions, entities, utilities, areas